Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off.
Coming up next, our final news roundup and information overload hour.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour this Friday, 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern, on the Fox News Channel. We'll obviously have the latest what is going on, what we can expect Tuesday, full, complete legal analysis. You know, what has happened in this country when it comes to equal justice, American justice, equal justice under the law. I mean, every American, if you're okay with this, then you're just okay with politicizing justice. You're okay weaponizing the justice system. You're okay with going after just people because they have different points of view than you. There's no other way to define it, because that's what you're witnessing. That's what we're living through. Donald Trump responded on Truth Social last night, reacting to the indictment and then saying and ending with, "I'm an innocent man."
Very sadly, we're a nation in decline, and yet they go after a popular president, a president that got more votes than any sitting president in the history of our country, by far, and did much better the second time in the election than the first. And they go after him on a boxes hoax, just like the Russia hoax and all of the others. This has been going on for 7 years. They can't stop because it's election interference at the highest level. There's never been anything like what's happened. I'm an innocent man. I'm an innocent person. They had the Mueller hoax, the Mueller report, and that came out. No collusion after 2.5 years. That was set up by Hillary Clinton and Democrats. But this is what they do. This is what they do so well. If they would devote their energies to honesty and integrity, it would be a lot better for our country. They could do a lot better. They could do a lot of great things. So I just want to tell you, I'm an innocent man. I did nothing wrong. And we'll fight this out just like we've been fighting for 7 years. It would be wonderful if we could devote our full time to making America great again. And that's exactly what we did. But now, again, our country is in decline. We're a failing nation, and this is what they do. I'm an innocent man. We will prove that again. 7 years of proving it, and here we go again. Very unfair, but that's the way it is. I just want to thank everybody. We are doing something very special for our country. We're putting America first. I always put America first.
All right, that was Donald Trump. Now, here's one interesting thing, because it wasn't long after Donald Trump's special counsel was appointed that there was one appointed for Joe Biden, this guy Herr. We never hear about this guy. We don't hear about any grand juries with this guy. We hear nothing about this guy. Anyway, so he has, apparently NBC is reporting that Joe Biden hasn't even been contacted or interviewed by the special counsel investigating his classified documents. Let's see, found in his garage, found at the Penn Biden Center in at the University of Pennsylvania, found at the University of Delaware, and found in their beautiful beachfront estate that he bought on a senator's salary. Anyway, here's NBC News reporting Joe has yet to be interviewed.
Meanwhile, President Biden also facing a special counsel investigation into his handling of classified documents. Tonight, NBC News learning that investigation does not appear close to ending. The president has yet to be interviewed, three people familiar with the matter tell us, saying his advisors determined he would provide an interview once his legal team and the DOJ agree on conditions.
Joining us now, Joe Concha, author of the bestseller Come On Man, also Fox News contributor and the guy that should be the host of Fox News's media show. I think he'd be great at it. And Carol Roth, author of the upcoming book, You Will Own Nothing, which is probably true by the end of the day. They'll just legalize confiscation of all wealth. Anyway, welcome both of you to the program. The obvious double standard. I mean, Joe, I'm sure you saw what I saw today with the media and the mob, and that is, this is not a good day for America. But these people that defend Trump, how do they wake up and look themselves in the eyes and think that they're intellectually honest in any way, especially with everything we know about Hillary Clinton's top secret classified information, her 33,000 bleach bit erased subpoenaed emails, devices destroyed, four locations for Biden, no raid of any Biden property, no raid of any Clinton property, no charges in either one of those cases. Donald Trump, same comparison. Within, you know, months, they've got this guy under indictment. Carol, let's get your reaction to that.
Yeah, so Sean, you know, I really feel so many emotions right now, sadness, depression, anger. It feels like we've gone from a constitutional republic to a full-on banana republic. It is just staggering that level of differential, that two-tier justice system that, you know, if you're going to go after Trump for having these docs, you're setting a standard. And so how do you not apply that standard fairly amongst people from the other political party? Not doing so is just a complete full weaponization. And you know, these are a group of people who have tried everything since the moment that that Trump announced his presidency to go after him. And we know all of the shenanigans that have happened that also seem like that would rise to the level of creating some charges. But no, these are the people who are now tied to this witch hunt against Trump. And, you know, Warren Buffett once said that if you put a police car on anyone's tail for 500 miles, you're going to get a ticket. And that's what feels like is happening here. They're just trying anything and everything they can, but it's only going in one direction.
You know, Joe Concha, I mean, you know, and you should be running the media show. I think you'd be great at having your own media show on Fox News. I think it would be awesome and a really, that'd be appointment viewing for a lot of people. But anyway, you watch the media. Oh, this is a grim day. But all these people that defend Trump, how did they ignore all of those issues with Hillary and Joe Biden? How did they ignore their lying for 3 years and never even report that the Durham report says Operation Crossfire Hurricane never should have been open? The double standard, how Hillary was treated differently than Donald Trump. It's like it never happened in their minds.
Well, let me first address the whole I have my own show thing. I would rather, and Carol can attest to this, have a trivia show, right? We call it Truth or Consequences, huh? And you could be our
Truth or Consequences. Do you like that? Did you work all day Friday preparing for that line to throw out in the middle of this serious discussion? But anyway, I digress. Go ahead.
Totally, I organic. Okay, look.
All right, let me ask you a question. Do you say, have you heard, if somebody passed away and you were going to give homage to that person, how would you pronounce the name homage? How would you pronounce homage?
Homage.
Homage.
Ha.
In other words, with a little bit of less emphasis on the H, correct?
Correct. Yeah, of course.
Homage. Homage. Okay.
Homage.
But you wouldn't say homage, would you?
No, I would definitely not say that. Who would say that?
Yeah. Okay, just checking.
Okay.
But in all seriousness, the stuff with Hillary was real. You know, the top secret classified documents were real. Comey's presser was real. No prosecutor would prosecute. Reasonable prosecutor would prosecute. You know, all this hanging out there, you know, with Hunter's laptop, nothing happens. How does anybody have faith in this system anymore? I have no faith in this system at all. And you know what the reality is? There's going to be a lot of Americans say, oh, Donald Trump's indicted. This is bad. And they'll just assume with this smoke that there's fire.
Look, Sean, you're exactly right. And not alone in terms of, do you trust the process anymore? Do you trust our institutions? We're seeing polls now are 70% of Americans don't trust the FBI. I mean, you asked that question 10 years ago. I'm pretty sure that number would be reversed on its head. And the two words that you put here, and it's a name, James Comey, right? He got involved in the 2016 election. He angered Democrats and Republicans because the FBI got political. And we saw it again in 2020, and we're seeing it again now with the Department of Justice. So it's rules for T, as in Trump, not for B, as in Biden. And this truly is, and I don't talk in hyperbolic, soaring Aaron Sorkin-type tones, but this is really one of the darkest moments for our country in its history. Because here you have a former President Trump who had classified documents in his possession at his residence, which is guarded by the Secret Service, and another, the current President of the United States, who had classified documents taken when he was Vice President, and he can't classify as a Vice President, and while he was a Senator also, by the way, how he got those out of a skiff, I have no idea, in places like his garage, next to his Corvette, in Washington, D.C. at the Penn Biden Center that was financed by the Chinese. So this is the double standard to end all double standards. And all I know is I got to go on Twitter today and I see Hillary Clinton actually trying to fundraise off of this, bring this back in light of recent news. She puts up a picture of her wearing a But Her Emails hat. Get a limited edition But Her Emails hat and support Onward Together groups working to strengthen our democracy. Are you kidding me? Hillary Clinton was the worst of all of them. Carlos Danger, whoever it was, Anthony Weiner had classified information on his laptop because she was so careless with it. And she's taking an end zone dance now? The whole place has gone nuts.
You know, it really has. All right, quick break. More with Carol Roth and Joe Concha on the other side. Then we'll get to your calls coming up. 800-941-SEAN is our number. By the way, for those of you that were listening yesterday, homage did not win.
It's not homage. 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 It doesn't
homage.
Have to be.
Homage.
Yeah, okay, well.
If you're going to impersonate me, get it right.
65.5% voted with me, and
oh,
only 34.5% voted with you,
oh.
Which means that homage didn't win. So when was the last time you heard the media say anything good about the firearms industry? They almost never do. I don't think I've ever heard them. They like to portray firearm companies as villains. In California, by the way, if a firearm that somebody buys legally is used in the commission of a crime, they can charge the gun manufacturer. I mean, does that gun fire itself somehow? I mean, if it was bought legally, unbelievable. Anyway, so, you know, a lot of people want to portray the firearm companies and firearms themselves as evil, not the people's hearts that actually misuse them. Now, they were there when the country needed them to ratchet up the production in World War I and World War II. It was Americans' firearm companies and every conflict ever since. Where would we be without the weapons of war that protect liberty and freedom? The other part the media never mentions is how generous these companies are. For example, our friends at Henry Repeating Arms, they just finished their 25th anniversary pledge. They donated $1 million to charity, $200,000 to the pediatric cancer hospitals, $375,000 to veterans organizations like the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, the VFW, American Legion, Disabled American Vets. More than 200,000 went to support first responders and families who lost their loved ones in the line of duty, like the National Fallen Firefighters and the First Responders Children's Foundation. And significant sums went toward wildlife conservation groups and Second Amendment advocacy and firearm safety programs like the NRA's Eddie Eagle program that, what, processed 33 million families to keep children safe from guns stored in a home. Anyway, it's a lot of good stuff, and the media won't talk about it, but I will. If you want to know more about Henry repeating arms, their rifles, their shotguns, their revolvers, they're all made right here in America or not made at all, go to their website, henryusa.com. Get a free catalog with free decals and a newsletter so you can read more about this great company and get a list of dealers where you are. HenryUSA.com. You'll love this company.
When the world gives you insanity, he gives you common sense solutions.
This country needs a course correction immediately.
Find your station at Hannity.com and listen 3 hours a day.
Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile. Now, if you're with them, you are overpaying, and it's that pure and that simple. Pure Talk can easily save the average family close to $1,000 a year. And right now, you get unlimited talk, unlimited text, and ultra-fast 5G data for $20 a month. This is one of their best deals ever. Now, what about the coverage, you ask? It's phenomenal. Why? Because I'm on it. It's my cell phone company. Pure Talk uses the most dependable 5G network in the country, the same one that the big carriers use, the same cell towers that they use. Grab your phone, dial #250, say the keyword save now, and you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for $20 a month. Choose this veteran-owned company. They care about keeping jobs right here in America and saving you money for the exact same service. Pick up your phone, dial #250, use the keyword save now for unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data, $20 a month. #250, keyword save now from Pure Talk. All right, we continue. Joe Concha and Carol Roth are with us. I don't think they're going to be happy until one way or another, Carol, they just destroy this man. And maybe this is successful. I don't know. I mean, maybe Donald Trump can get the nomination. He's certainly the leading candidate. But to have the Department of Justice, which is part of the executive branch of Joe Biden, do this and take out his chief or indict his chief political rival in the lead up to this presidential election, in light of the last two presidential elections where the FBI put cinder blocks on the scales of the election, in the case of FISA warrants, in the case of letting Hillary off the hook, in the case of pre-bunking what was very real, the Hunter Biden laptop that they all knew would eventually leak. You know what? This is a really scary time for this country. I just have given up all faith and hope, but they might be successful because maybe Trump would get the nomination. But what are independent voters going to think? Are they going to know about the double standard? Will they do the deep dive that would be needed to understand Hillary's top secret classified materials that were discovered? Will they do the deep dive and know about the deleted emails with Bleach Pit? Will they know about devices destroyed? Will they know about Joe Biden 4 separate locations? Will they ask the question, well, why didn't they raid Hillary Clinton's offices and her house? Why didn't they raid any of the 4 Biden locations? Why is it Trump that gets indicted and not those two? Will Americans ask that question, or are they just too busy paying their taxes and raising their kids and just can't stand Washington enough to care?
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, I live part of the time in the middle of the country and have had these discussions with people who, you know, are struggling so much right now with things like inflation and just trying to manage the everyday insanity in their lives, that they're not paying attention to anything but perhaps a salacious headline. And so they're not asking the questions. And so many times when I talk about things that have been proven to be true or false in one way or another over and over again, people will push back and say, no, that's not true because, you know, they heard that on MSNBC or something like that. So I don't think that that's a reality that most of these sort of independents and people who aren't as focused on the news are going to know what's happening. And given the timeline of this, you know, I don't think that we're going to have an answer before the election happens. So, you know, I think this sort of makes Trump a martyr, probably helps him in terms of the Republican primary. But then when it gets to the general election is where they have the handicap. And the Democrats Democrats absolutely love that because the media gets a chance to talk about Trump the entire election cycle, which boosts their rating. But then they also have this albatross around his neck, which is going to hurt him when he goes up against Joe Biden, when people don't realize that Joe Biden has done the very same thing because nobody on that side is going to report on that.
Well, I get that. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, this is a tipping point moment for the program. That's all there is to it. It is a tipping point for the program. Listen, appreciate both of you. Carol Roth, thank you. Looking forward to your new book, by the way. You Will Own Nothing. It's a little scary. Joe Concha, thank you, my friend. 800-941-SEAN, our number. You want to be a part of the program.
Continuing to build the foundation for conservative victory.
Victory.
Now, back to the Sean Hannity Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, 25 to the top of the hour this Friday. What a slow news week, huh? 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. The final tally is in. If you were listening to yesterday's program, the issue of Pat Robertson had passed away, and Linda goes, would you like to pay homage to Pat Robertson? I said, what? I said, the word is homage.
Homage. Homage.
Correct. And so we get into this big argument over this. So we let you, the audience, decide. 65.5% agree with me and only 34.5% agree with you. Homage.
You know what I think?
Nobody said, let us homage. Pay homage.
Homage.
Homage. Homage.
Gosh. I think you owe me at least $100 for that.
Oh, absolutely. I pay all my debts. You know what you should do? You should do your read. That would be all interesting. Right. You know, we got to pay our bills, brother.
All right. A lot of you, there are a lot of tax relief companies out there, but they're not all created equal. Many of them try to bury their hundreds of complaints on the Better Business Bureau with slick ads or empty promises that sound way too good to be true. Look, if you have trouble with the IRS, it's not a matter of if, it's when they will come after you. And you cannot deal with them on your own. You will lose. You need a company that you can trust. And the only one I trust and recommend is RushTaxResolution.com. Now, Rush Tax has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They have hundreds of rave reviews. Many of our listeners have already taken my advice. They've called RushTaxResolution.com. And guess what? Their tax problems are completely over. If you have tax problems, if you're in business, if you're an individual, don't wait. Call Rush Tax Resolution today. They will give you a free IRS transcript analysis. They will let you know upfront and for free if they can help you. And I love this part. They'll only take your case if they know they can help you. Call now toll free. It's 800-299-8077. 800-299-8077. On the web, it is RushTaxResolution.com. As we pay homage to the very callers that are out
homage.
There. There are actually callers on the line that want to talk about this.
I love our audience.
Our former president got indicted, first time in history, but okay, homage.
But they can't fix that. But they can't fix the way we say homage. You know, you gotta fight the battles you can win.
Sue in North Carolina next on the Sean Hannity Show. How are you? Happy Friday, Sue. Linda wants to know if you say homage or homage.
Well, I went to my dictionary, like I always do, to get correct pronunciations.
Oh, boy.
And it says H-O-M-J-I. So it is homage.
Homage.
Homage. That's correct.
Now, let me ask you, Sue, where did you purchase this this dictionary you reference so frequently?
What is it, Webster's?
I'm just asking.
Yes, it's called the Reader's Digest Encyclopedia. Back in 1991, but it's a pretty good one, you know?
And let me ask
Reader's Digest is very credible.
I love Reader's Digest. I got all the little books. They're wonderful. I read them all the time. And I look at the pronunciations like you're mentioning. Is there other phonetics there, like as they say in potentially France, you know, the original origin of the word.
Well, considering we're in America.
I'm just asking
and we
the
live
question.
In America.
Are we not a show that asks the tough questions? We do.
Would you like me to start calling our callers? Oh, Mademoiselle Sue from Notre Carolina.
Listen.
Oh, my Shelley, come with me to the Casbah.
You once called a woman named Michelle Lee, and we do have the audio of that. And I think you were paying homage to her heritage.
I think so. But Sue, anyway, what else is on your mind this Friday?
Like the word damage, it's damage. It isn't damage.
Oh!
Homage.
Sue,
you get caller of the day
oh
awards.
Oh my gosh, Sue, I'm down for the count. Well, she took me there.
I love you, Linda. I love you.
I love you back, Sue.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate it. Alabama Jill is standing by. Hey, Jill, how are you?
I'm great, Sean. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Linda, I'm a Pennsylvania person myself.
Hey, girl.
All right. I was laughing so hard yesterday at your old conversation. I mean, I was hysterical in the car, and it was very entertaining. So thank you for that. And while I was driving, I had three words pop into my head that have double pronunciations. One is vase, vase, foyer.
It's a vase. Go ahead.
It's
what's
a
number,
vase.
What's number two?
Nobody says vase.
Foyer, foyer.
Foyer.
Huh.
Yes. Next.
And portico, portico care, portico share.
Portico.
What the heck is a portico?
Oh, good grief. If I have to explain it to
I
you,
I actually
no
don't
hope.
Know what it is. I mean, Jill is clearly a very fine lady. What is portico?
A portico is an area that you drive under. That
You put your car?
When you get out of the car, correct?
I'm a city person. I don't have that. We just get wet in the rain.
You don't live in the city anymore. You live in the suburbs in a house.
Well, I'll tell you what, right now, outside of my suburban home, I do not have a portico or a portico
you
call share.
That, you have a garage.
And I don't park in that either.
Right, some people don't have a garage. They have a portico where they put their car underneath the portico.
Yeah, but...
It's a garage.
Now, would you agree that all my pronunciations were correct, Jill?
Well, I don't know. It's garage.
Oh. Oh, he doesn't like that. I got a major eye roll, Jill. He just stuck his tongue out, gave me an eye roll. He's such a good sport. I'd say, oh, I even got to flip the bird. Full flip the bird there. We went hardcore.
She's making us all up, so you know.
Oh, yeah.
There are a lot of words.
But I like, you know what I think is funny to Jill's point is that we had a little fun on the show yesterday because the world is on fire. There's nothing good to talk about. So why not take a minute and have a little levity? So thank
you,
Jill.
And little did we know the world was going to get on more fire as soon as we got off the air yesterday.
Exactly.
All right. Jill, thank you. Appreciate you being out there. Doug in Kansas next on the Sean Hannity Show. Hey, Doug, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm good, sir. What's going on?
This two-tier system, all the guests that you have on, who I agree with all of them. They're selling books and everything, but this two-tier system, and in the beginning of your show, it says, welcome to the revolution. Well, there's no revolution if nobody's doing anything. Everybody says, there's nothing we can do. Well, to me, I don't have the money, but you can file civil cases. You can sue them for whatever the Durham report says, that it was all made up. Sue the DNC for millions. Sue CNN, MSNBC for spreading the lies. There's got to be something that we can do. Now, we can't send them to jail, but we can surely run them out of money.
Well, I mean, that's one strategy. Do I think ultimately that's a strategy that works? No, but if you're talking about long-term, what is in the best interest of this country, and that's convincing enough of our fellow Americans of the complete, utter importance of what it means to get this country back on track. I mean, that's all there is to it. If we don't get the country back on track, we're dead.
That's true. But the thing of it is, we're not going to do it in the next 2 years. Run them out of money. There was a lot of people that were on Trump's side that they sued. They did things. One guy lost his house. Make it pay. Adam Schiff stands there and lies. CNN lies, and they know it. There ought to be something that we can do to make them pay. We can't send them to jail because the Justice Department won't do anything.
Here's the thing. At the end of the day, we won't have a country left to save unless there's enough of us that understand that this coming election is everything. And I can't guarantee you today that Republicans are going to win this next election.
We've got to be on the offensive. And the only only thing we can do now, like Comey, he lied. And the Durham report shows that everybody knew the truth. So if they know the truth and they report something that's not true, sue them in civil court. Get on the offense instead of defense. Run them out of money. Make it so hard on them that they have to pay. And the thing of it is they're doing it for money. They're doing it for power. So take their money away.
Well, it sounds simple. I think there are people that are involved. I mean, you have groups like Judicial Watch and others, Heritage Action, that are doing great work, Freedom Works, and they're trying to hold them accountable legally. It doesn't always work, but that's part of the effort. The bigger part of the effort is to win the election. That's the bigger part of the election. Now, if Donald Trump gets indicted, let's see, he's got New York. Now he's got Miami. Let's say he gets indicted in D.C., with issues involving January 6th. Let's say he gets indicted in Fulton County, Georgia. Now, that's four criminal cases for a presidential candidate. And the indictments are coming from, you know, his chief rival, political opponent, his own Justice Department. For those that don't know, the Justice Department is part of the executive branch. So if you think that's right, well, we're in trouble. Anyway, appreciate it. Kurt, Texas next. Sean Hannity Show. Happy Friday.
Sean, how are you doing? I thought this was the Linda McLaughlin show.
Well, we gave her a little more airtime than usual, and look what happened to the show.
Begrudgingly.
We start talking about homage.
Yeah.
Homage.
I was weighing in on that. I've got to agree with Linda on that, my friend.
So when you say I pay homage to my friend that passed away, is that what you do?
Absolutely.
Homage.
I'm no square-headed German. Actually,
oh dang!
You know, potato, potato, tomato, tomato.
How do you say potato?
Potato.
How do you say tomato?
Tomato.
Madame Homage, how do you say it?
I say tomat.
Tomat.
Yeah, I like to get like really.
How about
into
what
it.
Do you call it, patat for the potato?
I actually call them papas.
Okay, you're weird. You're just weird.
No, all right, papas is how you call potatoes in Spanish, and we've been saying it to Liam since he was a baby.
I just call them smashed potatoes. That's it.
Oh, that's funny. I like that.
I like that, huh?
I do. I never heard it before.
Rob in Ohio. Hey, Rob, how are you?
I'm doing well, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. Happy Friday. I need a break.
You too. Thank you for taking my call. I've spoke to you before. I'm Liberal Rob from Cleveland. I don't understand why we're not realizing how much baggage Trump has and when we're going to come to the conclusion that we need to pick country over Trump, not Trump over country. A lot of the Trump supporters that I'm friends with, it sounds like a child whose father goes to the corner store and never comes back.
All right, forget about the personality. Let's look at what they're doing to him. Let's look at what the Durham report just informed the country, that Operation Crossfire Hurricane never should have come into existence. They knew it shouldn't have come into existence from the beginning. And the media and Democrats lied to the country for three long years. Let's look at the first impeachment. Let's look at the double standard. Joe Biden on tape bragging that he leveraged $1 billion taxpayer dollars to get a prosecutor in Ukraine fired, who turns out was investigating his son, who acknowledges he has no experience in oil, gas, or Ukraine or energy. But he gets the prosecutor fired. Was that a quid pro quo? Do we have equal justice under the law? Or are you just willing to say, you know what, this is too hard. This is just, you know, even though we know that there's a double standard, even though we know that he's being persecuted and Democrats get away with pretty much the same thing every time, you're okay with that?
No, I'm not. But he also is not an innocent man. He's definitely done some shady things in business. But let's stop talking about the what.
Well, but this is where we are here. This is now a pivotal moment. Forget about personality. Is he being treated fairly under our justice system? Yes or no?
No. But what I'm saying is, why are we wasting time? Let's put another candidate in front so that you can get some of these liberal votes.
Okay. So you want to reward them for picking the candidates for the Republican Party, and just any candidate that maybe they don't like, they'll just take out by using legal double standards to remove them from the public purview because it's too hard to stand behind them?
No, because we've had Republican presidents for years. This is the first time it happened, and you think that that's a coincidence? He's not a good president.
You just got done telling me there's a double standard. Did Hillary Clinton do the same thing with top secret classified information?
She probably did worse.
Okay. Did Hillary Clinton destroy 33,000 subpoenaed emails and destroy the devices with hammers?
And bleach bit. Correct.
Okay. What? Did Joe Biden have in four separate locations top secret classified information?
Why do you think I like Biden? Why do you think I like Clinton? Because I don't like Trump?
I'm just trying to understand here. Did they do the same thing that Trump got in trouble for?
But what I'm trying to explain to you is that we're wasting time having these discussions. Why don't we pick a better...
It's not a waste of time to say, do we have equal justice under the law and application of our laws? Do you think that he's being treated as fairly as the other candidates? Yes or no?
We've already went through this. He's not being treated the same. So why do you guys keep going?
So you just want to brush it under the rug and say, okay, they don't like him, so we'll go with the other candidates that may be more palpable to them.
Not at all. What I'm saying is, if you want a chance to get the country on track and you want to win an election, you got to put the country over Trump. Trump is not the answer. I'm giving you some insider secret. He's never going to win again. Never. So
insider secret. You have insider information?
Yes. I'm part of the Illuminati, deep state, liberal conspiracy, LGBTQ organization. I get
that. Whatever that means. Okay. I'm glad you're part of all of it, but we appreciate the call. I think I hear what you're saying, and there are going to be many people that agree with you. It's too heavy a lift, and we'll see what happens. Anyway, 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Now, we are proudly support preborn.com/Sean, an organization that is dedicated to helping expecting moms learn more about the miracle and the majesty of birth. And they offer any expecting mom a free ultrasound. They don't get a penny from the federal government. It's all because of people generously donating from the pro-life community and those that believe in the sanctity of life. And they use the science of ultrasound to introduce moms to the miracle of birth that's growing inside them. And with new 4D ultrasound technology, you know, expecting moms are seeing facial features and fingers. The day before her appointment, she heard a preborn ad on the radio. That a heartbeat is detectable only days after conception. Anyway, she arrives at the abortion clinic, couldn't get that message out of her mind from preborn. She calls her mom, tells her mom she's pregnant and that she's at an abortion clinic and she can't do it. Please come get me. The mom goes to get her and they help rescue that baby because of the science of ultrasound. I recently bought two machines for preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Whatever you can donate, all of these services they offer are free to expecting moms, but they can only do it with your financial support. Now you can dial #250, say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or just go to preborn.com/Sean. That's Sean, S-E-A-N.
Uncovering evil and defending the truth.
You're on the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. We are live tonight, Hannity, 9 Eastern on the Fox News Channel. Jim Jordan will join us, Newt Gingrich, Alan Dershowitz, Greg Jarrett, Matt Whitaker. Also, we'll check in with Miranda Devine. We'll update you on the Biden family syndicate, Representative Ronnie Jackson, Charlie Hurt, Clay Travis, 9 Eastern, set your DVR, Hannity, Fox News. See you tonight, back here Monday. Have a great weekend. And I'm sure you have nothing to talk about with your friends and family this weekend. Anyway, have a great weekend. Thank you for making this show possible.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.